During the height of the pandemic, hospital emergency departments in Vermont saw an alarming rise in young people seeking care for suicidal thoughts and self-harming behavior. According to the Department of Health, ED visits among females tripled, while they doubled for males. In response, the state is funding a pilot program in Rutland, where ED visits were the highest, to provide a more user-friendly response to mental health crises and to help families avoid emergency visits. VPR's Nina Keck has the story.
If your 12-year-old seems suicidal, or your 15-year-old is acting out of control, and you worry they might hurt you, themselves, or someone else, you may end up in your local emergency department.
Unfortunately, it is common. We see numerous patients under the age of 18 come in seeking mental health treatment several times a day.
Sheena Daniel is the nurse director of emergency services at Rutland Regional Medical Center. She says some of those young people will need inpatient mental health treatment. And in Vermont, the Brattleboro Retreat is one of the few places that offer that type of care.
But a lot of times, beds aren't available.
So kids have to wait, typically in one of six specially designated psychiatric rooms. They're modern and clean, but they're tiny and spartan. And being in the emergency department, it's noisy. Sometimes a young patient may only have to wait 24 hours for a bed to open up in Brattleboro or in another facility out of state. But Daniel admits that's a best-case scenario.
Our average is about 3 to 4 days, but we've had young patients here for over 2 weeks waiting for inpatient treatment. And that is heartbreaking for our providers, for our staff, and for the patient.
This has been a long-running problem in Vermont. The state's capacity to provide inpatient psychiatric care and other mental health services for kids hasn't kept up with demand, mostly because of resources. Daniel walks into one of the psychiatric rooms, which happens to be empty. If a young psych patient was being treated here, the hospital would have a special staff person assigned to be with them 24/7. That's expensive.
How often are all of these rooms filled?
Subjectively, 80% of the time. It's been a really busy time post-COVID, so we're full more than we're not full.
Doug Norford is Director of Child and Family Services at Rutland Mental Health, one of a network of designated agencies in Vermont that provides mental health services. He says not every child who's brought to the emergency department needs inpatient psychiatric care. Some parents just don't know where else to go. He thinks that's when this new pilot program may be a game changer. State lawmakers approved $600,000 to fund the first year, and Rutland was chosen because, on average, more kids with mental health needs visit Rutland's emergency department than other hospitals in the state. Norford says the new program will include three separate mobile response teams made up of a clinician and a case manager. These teams will be able to meet with kids who are struggling wherever works best and help them and their families develop a care plan.
To be able to talk with a person who can provide some eyes on with that child, can talk directly with the family, can explore some different strategies, can, you know, again, give the family hope, and that's really, really huge.
The teams can help families access psychiatric care, behavioral therapy, and other services, and provide follow-up care. Rutland Mental Health already has an emergency response team that can swoop in when needed. But Dick Gersell, the agency's executive director, says this will be different. He says the goal of this new mobile response effort is to help kids and their families before emotional and behavioral difficulties escalate. And he says the new teams will interface with every branch of family and community services in the region.
This is a very significant new model of care.
It's a model that's shown success in other states like Texas, Arizona, and Connecticut. In King County, Washington, where Seattle is located, this type of effort diverted between 91 and 94% of hospital admissions between 2013 and 2015. And data compiled by the National Association of State Mental Health Program Directors shows the program saved the state of Washington up to $7.5 million in hospital costs. In Rutland, a number of challenges still need to be worked out, like how best to get the word out in the community that these teams will be available. And Doug Norford admits hiring 7 to 8 qualified staff members during the current worker shortage will be daunting. Nonetheless, he believes the program will make a big difference and potentially serve as a model for the rest of the state.
It's such a necessary piece that we've really struggled with, and that's to be able to help families when they need help, where they need help. And that's just a really crucial part of our system of care that we haven't had.
If all goes as planned, he says they hope to launch the program this fall. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.